Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message. Start a series today called Total Reality. Total Reality. And we're going to have some fun
with
this.
Sounds very sci-fi.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Total Reality. and really what we're talking about, and I want to invite you to open your heart to the Holy Spirit to make God big in your life. We're going to read a few scriptures here that might just blow your mind, which is a good thing. But what are we talking about in Total Reality? Very simply this, living the life that God has purposed for you. Not a life that's come about because of pressure on you by other people. Not a life that's come about because of pressure that's on you through culture or politics or religious tradition. But living the life that you were born for. Total reality, living the life that God authored for you. And we're going to start by reading some scriptures that are just absolutely earth-shattering. And we're going to start in John chapter 10:10, and we'll go from there. We'll see how far we get today. But we're going to do this as a series. It's so good, and I want to invite you just to open your heart to the Holy Spirit and to the Word of God. Living the life that God has purpose for you, living life in the reality of Him, in the reality of His love for you. Let's let God describe what our lives are to be in this earth. Let's not let politics do it. Let's not let religious tradition do it. Let's not let culture do it. Let's let the author of life paint a picture of the life He purposed for us. And we're going to start in John 10:10. It's God Himself speaking. And I'm going to read it to you out of a few different translations. I'm going to start in a New American Standard. But this is God in the flesh describing to you the life He's purposed for you. First, He starts talking about the enemy, the adversary of your soul. He says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And that is the challenges that we face. There is a spiritual warfare going on around us. But Jesus came. I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly. So what's greater, what the thief is doing or what Christ has done? What Christ has done. But you've got to change your perspective, and you've got to fill your mind and heart with the goodness of God, with who Christ is, with what He's done. And when you're reading your Bible, you've got to focus in on these things, who Christ is, what He's done for you, who you are in Him. He came that your life might be a life that's abundant, that's overflowing. Let's read it in the Amplified. I came that they might have and enjoy life. This is God talking. No politics involved. No hidden agenda here. I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. Total life, total reality. This is God's reality for you. Christ came to make this abundant life a reality in your life. The Message translation says, I came so they can have real, an eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. Wow. More and better life than you've ever dreamed of? Is that possible? Yes, that's what God has for you. That's why He came, to give you more life than you've dreamed of, better life than you've dreamed of. Let me read you one more translation. But I have come to give you everything in abundance. More than you expect. Life in its fullness until you overflow. I don't know. Is this blowing your mind? It's blowing mine. Is this different maybe than what you thought God's plan was for your life? This is God himself revealing to us what he has authored for us. We're going to keep going in Ephesians chapter 3. Are you ready for some more? Hallelujah. He loves you so much. He's so good. This is what the author has purposed for us. This is the Holy Spirit speaking through the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Listen to this. Listen to the heart of God. When you read the scriptures, look for the heart of God. Look for the heart of God. Here's the heart of God. Here's the author's purpose for your life. And I pray that he would unveil within you. I like that. The unlimited riches of his glory and favor and supernatural strength until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Whew. You're going to have to make note of this and read it later because we're going to keep reading verse 17. This is Ephesians 3, 16 through 20 in the Passion Translation. Then by constantly using your faith, trusting him, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. See, the enemy is trying to get our focus on what's happened outside of us. Mm-hmm. What's happened outside of us and externally to us. Mm-hmm. God's trying to get our focus on the power of Christ inside of us. So that the power of Christ inside of us would be released and change what's happening outside of us. Hallelujah. Our life, our situation is changed not by trying to change what's going on around us, but by letting the power of Christ inside of us be released.
Yeah, you got that's the difference in trying to manage and control everything on the outside. Versus surrendering to that work which God has done on the inside.
Mm.
That's right. That's right.
Love that. Love that. Oh, that's so good. Mm. The life of Christ will be released deep inside you. And the resting place of his love, careless in his care, will become the very source and root of your life. Let's keep reading. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ. Wow. In all its dimensions, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. Listen, how deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you. That's from your spirit, into your soul, into your body, and into the rest of your life. Pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. If you've put your faith in Christ, the fullness of Christ is in your spirit. This is what so many believers don't understand. The fullness of Christ is in you now.
That's right.
The fullness of Christ is in you now. And when you choose to trust in him and magnify him above what you've been through, above what's going on around you. It's the life of Christ is released inside of you, and it pours into your soul from your spirit, into your body, and into the rest of your life. Release the life of Christ that's inside of you. Release the life of Christ that's inside of you. It will swallow up lack. It will swallow up depression. It will swallow up any bondages that have tried to keep you down. It will swallow up confusion. It will bring light into your life that is from heaven. Heaven is inside of you. Christ is inside of you. The fullness of Christ is in your spirit. And as you trust in him and magnify him, the life, the fullness of the life of Christ inside of your spirit pours into your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, into your body, and into the rest of your life. The extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Listen to verse 20. Mind blower right here. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve, listen closely, he will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. Have you asked him for all things? If not, why not? Ask him for it all. Bring every desire and request and dream to him. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. What's the biggest thing you've asked God for? Come on. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. Your most unbelievable dream. And exceed your wildest imagination. Did you hear all that? Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. Never doubt that. Why? Because it's true. Because he loves you. Because his love is more powerful than anything you've been through. Never doubt his mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. This is the gospel. Hello. He will outdo them all. Yow. For his miraculous power constantly energizes you. I want you to make note of that scripture, Ephesians 3, 16 through 20, John 10, 10. Ephesians we read out of the Passion Translation. John 10, 10 we read in four different translations. Because we're talking about the life God has purposed for you, we're calling this series Total Reality, living the life that you were made for, being your God-authored self, living your God-authored life. Nothing phony or fake having its way with you anymore. Let me say that again. Nothing phony or fake having its way with you anymore. Is that even possible? Oh, yeah. Because he's real. The one who made it real, and his love for you is real. Now, I enjoy technology when it works. But, you know, we're living in a day now where we've got all kinds of apps to do all kinds of things. And, of course, CGI and virtual reality. And we can make something that's fake look real. We can take a picture of three people and make it look like there's one person in it. Or we can take a picture of one person and add people to it that weren't even there. We can make something that's fake look real, or we can make something that's real look fake. This is the age we're living in. But there's nothing phony or fake about the one who formed you in your mother's womb. And whether we realize it or not, well, let me give you this. See, all of us daily, because of the world we're living in, we're interacting with two realities, even if we don't know it. We're interacting with partial reality and total reality. And I want to give you a definition of reality straight from the good old dictionary. This is how reality is defined in the dictionary that I looked in. Reality, actual being. Actual existence in distinction from mere appearance. Have you ever been fooled by an appearance before? All of us have, right? We look at something and think it is something that it isn't. Sure. Actually being or existing, not fictitious, not fake, not phony, true, genuine, not artificial, not counterfeit. Now listen to this. I like this part of the definition. Not affected. In other words, not influenced or touched by an external factor. Not assumed. This is the life God has for you. Genuine, true. Straight from Him, free from the strategies of the enemy, free from the philosophies of man, a life that is pure, a life that is in fellowship with Him. Let me say this to you. I'm going to just give you my definition of total reality. Total reality consists of three ingredients that flow together. Are you ready? This is my definition of total reality. The three ingredients that make up total reality, and you've got to have all three. Number one, pure love. Number two, pure truth. And number three, pure grace. Let me say that again. These are the three ingredients that you need in order to experience the life God has for you. What He's purposed for you, total, pure love, pure truth, and pure grace. If you leave any one of these out, you're going to be confused. And sometimes people put all the focus on love, but truth has been left out. Or all the focus on grace, but truth and love maybe take a back seat. Or grace takes a back seat and truth leads the way, or love takes a backseat. And they have different, but they all have to be flowing together. They all have to be present in order for you to experience the life God offered for you. Now, partial reality may have elements of these, may have elements of love, may have elements of truth, may have elements of grace, but it's mixed with the philosophies of man. It's mixed with religious tradition. It's mixed with cultural agendas. It's mixed with spiritual influences from spirits of darkness. And I want to call your attention to Ephesians 6:12. Because, man, I've been through some doozies in my life. But people aren't the problem. You say, well, I've been hurt by people. I get that. But the issue is deeper than that. There is a spiritual warfare going on. And Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of darkness in the spirit realm, the heavenly realm. That's where the issue is. And that's what influences this partial reality. That's initially what separated man from God, was the influences from the spirit realm of darkness. Did you have something there,
sweetie? Oh, I was just reading it. This is the Century English version.
Yeah.
It says, we are not fighting against humans. We are fighting against forces and authorities and against rulers of darkness and powers in the spiritual world. So put on all the armor God gives.
Yeah. And I want to call your attention to that because I see so many people upset online.
At people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, upset at other people. Slamming other people. Churches slamming other churches. People slamming other people. Politics slamming both sides.
Right.
You know? Whatever area you want to look at, people slamming people. And we've lost sight of what's really happening. There are spirits of darkness that have strategies against you, that are trying to keep you from total reality, from pure love, pure truth, and pure grace. Now, Jesus is the person of all three. Pure love, pure truth, and pure grace. We're going to see that in the scriptures. Remember, if one of these, and without fail, at any time in my life, if one of these took a back seat, my vision became blurry. Confusion began to set in. Frustration began to set in. Because one of these three took a back seat or was just flat missing. Hello.
Forgot to pick it up.
Yeah. I mean, before I got saved and I started discovering, you know, some truth. And I remember we talked about this even in my early life and early in marriage. I became this avenger of truth, like a superhero. I'm going to avenge truth. And I became focused on truth. But love and grace took a back seat. We're missing. You need all three to be flowing together. One is not subservient to the other. And we're talking actually about the person of Jesus Christ. If one of these is taking a back seat in your life and in your thinking, you will not be able to experience the abundant life Christ came to give you. You will be at a disadvantage. There will be gaps where confusion can get in, where offense can take place.
That's good.
Where self-righteousness can begin to grow. Conceit, arrogance, legalism, hello. And if you'll study, and boy, I enjoy doing, I've studied so many philosophies over the years and within the body of Christ, outside of the body of Christ, and cults and all kinds of different things. But you'll see these common areas. They have some elements of truth, which they obviously they do, or no one would listen. Elements of truth, elements of love, maybe elements of grace. But normally, there's a controlling spirit about them. They're trying to force people into something because that's not the person of Christ. And when these three things, love, truth, and grace, aren't flowing together and aren't present in our thinking and in the way we interact with one another, we leave room for confusion, offense. Basically, everything that's negative, you know, we leave room for it.
I think of a three-legged stool, Joseph.
Ooh,
like, you know,
if
only two legs, you're on the floor, you know, but, or one, you know, but all three in place. You've got a firm foundation. So I think that's a good way to evaluate what we're looking at every day, you know, or the things that we're reading or the things that are trying to be inputted, you know, trying to make room or make a way into us to influence us. We can look at these three legs at the stool and consider what's coming at us and what is this heavy on or what is this missing altogether.
Yeah.
And that'll give us a very balanced perspective through the scripture if we look for these three things.
If you're finding yourself frustrated or discouraged or dealing with any type of bondage, guarantee you one of these three is taking a back seat. in our thinking. And so here, let me help you. The person of Jesus is the person of love, the person of truth, the person of grace. Let me give you a few scriptures, yeah, and we're going to pray that together. Mm-hmm. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And this is wonderful about it. We're not about a philosophy. We're not about a religion. We're not about a particular type of culture. We're about knowing the person of Christ. Now, if he wasn't real, we'd be crazy.
Right.
Really, we'd have nothing to say or nothing to do that would be worthwhile. Mm-hmm. But he is real, and you can know him. Not religion, but the living person of Christ. He is love, he is truth, and he is grace. 1 John 4:16 says this, and we have known and believed. That first word known means personally experienced.
Right.
We've personally experienced and believed the love that God has for us. Three words that will absolutely transform your life. God is love. He is the person of love. He is pure love. Mm-hmm. If you want total reality, you must have pure love. You must have a relationship with the person who is pure love. John 14:6. Jesus said to Thomas, one of his disciples that was questioning, he said, I am the way, I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus revealed that he is the person of truth. He's the person of truth. John chapter 1, I'm going to read verse 14. And verse 17. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He's a person of grace. Verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. He is the person of love. He is the person of truth. He's the person of grace. And we've been trying way too hard to make things happen, to get everything right, to make others get everything right, instead of simply having a relationship with the person of love, the person of truth, and the person of grace. So that's what this series is about. And we want you to know you can be a part of this ministry no matter where you're at in the world. All that you need is an internet connection. But we can say it this way. If you will plug into Highway, our focus is who he is, which we just talked about, what he's done for us and who we are in him. And we believe that you will benefit greatly from the message the Lord has put in our hearts. And we're also, not only can you be a part of this church anywhere in the country or any part of the world, we're also located now in the center of the country, smack dab in the middle, between the East and the West Coast. And we want to be having in-person gatherings. And we're looking, we're praying, and we're going to look to see what we can do about showing up in a cafe somewhere, a restaurant, or discotheque. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
In Italy?
Yeah. Discoteca.
Discoteca.
Yeah. But we invite you to join us on this journey to learn about who he is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him. Plug in. This is not a religious tradition. We're not trying to manipulate or control people. We're not trying to get you to be right or do right. We simply want to help you have a relationship with pure love, pure truth, and pure grace. So we invite you to be a part of this fun journey we're on. Mm-hmm. Whether you're in Washington State or Montana or Georgia or New Hampshire or Missouri, wherever you might be. Because really what changes us is not where we live, it's what we believe. and the relationship we have with the one who made us. And we'd like to help you in that. So if you're in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area, we say, hey, reach out to us. If you know a place we can show up and have a party, reach out to us, direct message us on our live platform or email us at info@highwaychurch.us. We're looking now. We're in kind of look mode. Say, Lord, show us. Mm-hmm. Lead us to the right place at the right time so that we can bring this both around the world through the internet and in this region that we're currently in. Hallelujah. So we invite you to be a part. And don't miss this series. I'm telling you, it's different than maybe what you've heard before. But these three elements, these three realities are what we need so that who we were made to be manifests in our lives and in this earth. Love, truth, and grace. Hallelujah.
I'm prompted to encourage us to look at the interactions of Jesus now, this week, now that we've heard this.
That's good.
And really identify these three things in Jesus as he is ministering and interacting with people in the Gospels. Principally, I think of the woman caught in adultery, right?
Mm, yeah.
She's brought, the people of truth are expecting him to, you know, nail her.
Yeah.
But he ends up showing
grace.
Both grace
and love.
And love and truth.
And truth. That's so good.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm very excited to open up the Bible this week and
that's
encourage you to
do
the same thing and watch these interactions with Jesus and see these three things in action.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to look at Jesus. We're going to go through and watch how he interacts with people.
So good.
And that's an excellent example.
Right.
He brings all three into people's lives and it saves us. It sets us free. And makes us new. Mm-hmm. Love, truth, and grace. Mm-hmm. So good.
Wonderful.
And a part of the love, truth, and grace is realizing that God loves you so much that he wants to be your provider. And the truth is that he has given you all things in Christ. That he has met all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ. And that he's causing all grace
to abound
unto you. Mm-hmm. So that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. So I know there's sometimes a lot of different viewpoints on tithing and offering. And many, many years ago, the Lord kind of helped me to just step back from it all. And just base everything on relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite places to look is before the Mosaic covenant. It's just a guy named Abram. Mm-hmm. God called him and he began walking with him. He didn't know much about anything.
A moon worshiper.
Yeah, he was living in a pagan family.
That's right.
His dad taught him to worship the moon.
And God called him.
Then God said, hey, would you walk with me? And he said, yeah. And he left the pagan culture around him, and he began to walk with God, and he began to worship God, and God began to prosper him, and he began to worship God with his possessions. And he set a precedent for love. Love and giving go together.
Yes, they
it's
do.
Just that simple.
Yes, they
you
do.
Can't love someone without giving to them. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can't. And this is what we do with our relationship with our Father. So a tithe was... is a dimension of pure love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something we have to do. It's not required. Now, under the old covenant, it was. In the new covenant, I don't see that. I see something much more powerful. I see love leading the way. I see in the book of Acts, they went way beyond the 10%. Mm-hmm. They just sold properties and brought it into the church and put it in the leaders of the church's hands. You read it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Why were they doing that? Because of love. They heard the good news from heaven, and they wanted more. And they wanted it to spread around the world. So we invite you to operate in love with your giving, not out of legalism or a sense of I have to, but just to be free and express your love to God through your giving. And you can do that in multiple ways. At Highway, the information's there on your screen. Of course, through our live platform, you can click on the menu there. You can go to our website, highwaychurch.us. Click on Give in the menu. You can text the amount you'd like to worship the Lord with to 508-502-7733. Or you can mail a check to Highway Church. Our purpose is to help people just like you experience the love and the power of Christ in their daily lives. And when you sow seeds into what God has called us to do, you're helping to further that purpose. And you know, the things he's called us to do involve a lot of money. And that's all right. You know, anything that you want to do in this world that's bigger than getting a biggie bag at Wendy's costs money, right? Yeah, and it requires a lot
God's
of resources.
And
that's
God's way. Yes. His way is going to be greater.
It's bigger than how much you can earn.
That's exactly
It's bigger than what you're currently getting paid or your investments are generating.
Yeah, and we get the opportunity to trust him and participate in this.
We're living by faith. We're living by trusting in pure love. Pure truth and pure grace.
Yeah.
So we invite you to come on this journey with us and worship him. Sow seeds of love, truth, and grace into this ministry through your finances. And watch what God does.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we come before you right now and we worship you with our money because you love us. You've brought love into our lives, truth into our lives, and grace into our lives. And we just respond by worshiping you with our substance. And sowing our finances into your kingdom through this ministry. And we recognize this is not a man-made thing. This is how you set up your body in the earth. We see it in the scriptures. We see this plan you have. It's called the body of Christ. And this body is built on the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. And the responsibility you've given us is to equip and to edify. And to build up your sons and daughters and the reality of who you are so that each one of us can fulfill our calling. So, Lord, we worship you with our money. We sow our offerings and our tithe into this ministry that you would be glorified. And this message of who you are and what you've done and who we are in you would spread, your kingdom would expand, and you would be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Man, oh man. Hey. We're starting a new Bible study Wednesday night. You know what it's called?
Yes.
Your Big Mouth. Woo! We're going to have fun. So don't miss it Wednesday night. We're gonna build you up in the reality of what God's done for you. It's called Your Big Mouth, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're just having a good time.
Yes, we are.
He's so good. We love you so much. We bless you. We bless your family in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank him for mortgages paid in full. For debts paid in full supernaturally. We thank him for healthy, strong bodies supernaturally. We thank him for bondage-free marriages and families, healthy, strong marriages and families, husbands loving their wives as Christ loves the church, wives honoring their husbands, love flowing between husbands and wives and parents and children. We thank you, Father, for flourishing and prospering this Highway family in Jesus' name.
God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of his goodness, who he is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life he came to give you.